Welcome to Exit on the Left. This is where we talk about the real stories behind the automotive industry and life lessons I learned along the way. I'm Keely Sheehan. Thanks for tuning in. Today I'm going to start off doing something a little bit different. You've sent in questions, and I've brought some help into the studio to ask on your behalf. I'll answer them. No filters, just straight talk.
All right, let's get into it. So you mentioned in the first episode that you weren't even really looking for work yet. You were going to just have a chill summer, hang out with your friends. But something pulled you in. Was it curiosity? Boredom? Something else?
It was kind of a combination between curiosity at the initial concept of a different type of car buying experience, as well as when I actually got to the interview, my drive and competitiveness to want to win, want to be selected.
So that competitive edge drove you there?
Definitely was a factor.
And your friends, family, what'd they think?
I mean, I didn't really tell anybody anything about it until I officially got hired. And most people are pretty cool about it. I had a few people who could not imagine me on a car lot selling vehicles to people. But I think for my dad, he was automatically really proud because I'd grown up alongside him working on vehicles in the garage and hanging out while he fixed them up, or hanging out at the stock car tracks while he was racing in the Thunder Stock.
Okay. On the first episode, you'd also touched on a big transformative experience that you had early in your career. You dive deeper into that and how it's affected you since?
So right at the beginning, we got launched into a type of training that was focused on building confidence and approaching people. And it was a very like direct look people in the eye, firm handshake. And it sounds like basic things, but I had for many years been the kind of person who would basically look at the ground and stare at my shoes and be scared to say hello to anybody or to like shake somebody's hand. I was very shy and very quiet, which now for anybody who knows me is hard to believe. But that was my instinct after learning how to do the initial meet and greet and role playing with some of my colleagues. I really turned into a more confident and assertive person.
So it brought you out of your shell.
Absolutely.
All right, that's awesome. You also mentioned that, you know, there's been a lot of evolution in automotive technology over the years. What do you think is the most significant technological advancement in the last few years here?
Well, when I first started in the auto industry, it was kind of shocking to me to realize how different these old vehicles that I had worked on with my dad were versus a lot of the newer vehicles, because we're getting into like 2005 plus when I started in the industry, and things were not as easily accessible. It wasn't something that just anybody could work on at home. It became, you know, a lot more electronic, and now it's leaps and bounds ahead where AI has come in to be a factor, as well as electric vehicles and a lot of different capabilities that we couldn't have even imagined back in 2007.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember it was probably like 2015. I had a rental car, and it was the first time I'd ever seen a vehicle that could parallel park itself. I pushed a button on the dash and just kind of frighteningly just hoped that it wouldn't run into the curbs, and it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, it can be a little intimidating when you first try to use some of those features.
Yeah. You also touch on the fact that, you know, there's a bunch of ethical practices that you strive for, but what are some of the ethical dilemmas that you faced, and how do you come past them?
I mean, I was faced with a lot of those dilemmas at different varying points. And some of them I handled better than others. Some of them I look back and I wish I could have done things differently. But where I really stood my ground was when I had a used car manager demand that I change the kilometers on the contract for a vehicle that a customer was buying when I was supposed to submit it to the bank. And I just, that was kind of that big red flag for me that I'm like, no, I'm not attaching my name to this. I'm not going to create an approval based on a lie. And so I dug in, refused to do it. I wish I could say that, you know, that contract just went out the window and they ended up buying something else. But instead, I'm pretty confident that somebody else ended up doing that deal.
One of those real Sadie buddies there at the dealership.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll come to meet a few of them in my episodes.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks for listening to the Q&A portion. Moving forward, I will share with you the episode 2, starting at the new job.